And you're listening to an audio cast for Monday, March 24th, 2008 from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Brought to you by Kit Planes, Kit Planes Magazine at kitplanes.com. And we're speaking today with Bob Collins, president of the Aviation Crime Prevention Institute of Ormond Beach, Florida. How are you, Bob?
I'm fine this afternoon. Thank you.
And I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Now, we heard a news flash that the Mexican government is seizing aircraft at an accelerated manner. Bob, could you explain that a little bit to us?
Well, apparently, from the sources that I have, which are confidential, the Mexicans have stepped up their action against the traffickers. They're just seizing the airplanes as they can. There are underlying causes, but there's so much in politics here that it's hard to get any real handle on it. The warning I got, however, was the fact that because of the seizures, the traffickers, and we I emphasized the plural there, will be looking to replace airplanes and enhance the fleet. Historically, the last few years, especially since 9/11, stolen airplanes have been in the single-engine Cessna or home-built category. The reason for that is the single-engine Cessnas operate well out of unimproved fields, and they're usually used south of the border for local work with the traffickers. There's very little air traffic coming into the United States hauling contraband. The warning was the King Airs, the Caravans, and medium cabin class type Cessnas, 421s, et cetera, that they're looking to haul bigger loads. Of course, the Colombians are, for the most part, out of the trafficking business. They're wholesaling to the cartels in Mexico, and they're doing the transports from Colombia north.
Now, these airplanes that the traffickers are stealing, they were or were not being used to haul drugs into the U.S.?
They are not. Because of 9/11, the air traffic situation along the ADIZ, the Air Defense Identification Zone, is so tight that trying to fly an airplane, I'm not saying they're not doing it. I'm saying they're not doing it like they used to, and if they are, it's probably sporadic.
Now, what are they using these airplanes that they steal for?
Well, just like any business, the traffickers are running a business of supply and demand. They have a product that starts with marijuana and moves on to cocaine, heroin. The longer-range airplanes are being used to fly it across the ocean. So there's your reason for the bigger planes. They're not only just exporting to the United States, they're exporting to the world.
I see.
The single-engine Cessnas that we've seen at some of the smaller airports, where someone would fly in, they'd park their airplane, put their chain on the propeller, and show up the next day, and the plane's gone. The real security in Mexico is done by money. El Mordida is still in place down there. If I were flying a Cessna 172 or 182, 207, I certainly wouldn't park it in Mexico. That's just my personal opinion. It's been my experience. Now, we're not talking big numbers here either. Last few years, we've only had a couple of planes a year stolen.
Now, is there any certain geographical area of the U.S. that is more prone to this? I would assume closer to Mexico is...
It's between Texas and California is the most obvious areas. California has been the target. That's where the thefts have been occurring.
I was just curious from a logistical standpoint. Let's say they steal an aircraft in southern Texas. Do they fly it back to Mexico?
Yes. They would steal the plane out of Texas or California and fly into Mexico. Going into Mexico is easy. Getting back out of Mexico with a stolen airplane or any airplane coming back into the U.S. is the difficulty.
Right. Easier to get out than get in, I guess.
Right.
The Mexican government, they're cracking down because...
Because they can.
Now, is this a revenue stream for them? Or what are they doing with the airplanes?
Well, really can't speak to that.
Okay.
They're seizing the planes, but there's underlying things happening that I don't have authorization to talk about.
I see. All right, but we can just know that it's happening?
Yeah, the whole continent, the content of this warning that I sent out was... Be vigilant, more vigilant now, because we know the airplanes are being seized. They have to be replaced if they want to continue the business. They traffic a product, they traffic supplies, they traffic workers, they traffic parts. back and forth. It's a big business, and whatever it takes to run a corporation of manufacturing and distribution on any scale in world economy, you've got the same thing going on with the cartels that are trafficking in contraband, meaning drugs. So, you know, just it's drug specific, but it could apply to any product that you want to manufacture and distribute.
And it's certainly a lot cheaper for doing business to go steal a caravan than it is to buy one.
Well, you would think. And one of the questions I'd ask is, why pick on the United States with the enhanced security up here? Why not go to Venezuela, Panama, Costa Rica, Colombia, blah, blah, blah? And the answer I got on that one was because our airplanes are maintained much better than they are in Latin American countries. In other words, they're prime. They want them.
Right.
They trust. I mean, if you're going to fly a caravan from the coast of Colombia to Africa, you don't want something that is iffy on maintenance. Not if you want to not be shark bait.
So. Sure. Well, as far as theft prevention, I was looking at your website on the services and security devices page. As far as these, this list of lower-end theft prevention devices, is there any that you recommend that seem to be particularly effective?
Any device attached to an airplane that's going to slow somebody down trying to steal it is worth having. Combination thereof is even better. But if they want your airplane and they have the time to do it, they're going to get your airplane. Or they're going to make it unflyable by destroying the parts, trying to get it to work.
Sure.
You know, for lack of a better. You can do an awful lot of damage to an airplane if you've got a great door lock on it. A lot of people have taken the attitude that I'd rather have my avionics stolen than I would have my airplane frame damaged.
Sure.
And you take a crowbar, you know, to a well-secured door, say with a Medico lock on it, that's got the enhanced block, backplating. And, you can destroy the door and part of the airframe just getting the door open. And it's more costly to repair than it is to replace the avionics.
Sure.
I mean, at least that's the thinking. There's a lot of owners out there that are underinsured and don't even know it. They think they're covered by, you know, with their insurance at the values they have placed on the planes. But if they have to go out and replace it, you know, at the prices they're paying today, all of a sudden they get the big surprise. The other thing, you know, a recommendation would be look at your policy, talk to your agent, make sure that you're covered for what you have in the cockpit and what the plane's worth today, not when you bought it.
Bob, if you could, give us a little history on statistics, when you guys started and where we are today.
Well, I've been at this since 1979 when I went to work for AOPA. We've been at it ever since. And just to give you an idea, in 1980, when we started keeping statistics, there were 241 airplanes stolen in the United States, with about 60% of those being Cessna 210s. Last year, we had three planes stolen. So I'm doing such a bang-up job.
I'm telling you.
My shoulder keeps going out of joint, patting myself in the back. But seriously, looking at these numbers right now, the states that are most at risk, Arizona, Mexico, Idaho, Florida, Arizona, Mexico, and that goes back into 06. Okay, so it's the Western Tier and Mexico. If I were flying into Mexico on the 200 series Cessna, I wouldn't go there. The old trick is that they go in and the plane flies in, he makes the phone call, the crew shows up, they put duct tape on him, they take the airplane, fly off, the federales show up, they enlist him, and he said he was, you know, he'd been hit again, and, you know, he's getting money on both ends. So, but these people got to live, too. And it's a problem that's inherent with life in Mexico. I mean, they just don't have a government like we have here. If anybody knows anything about Mexico, you can get in trouble down there if you turn your head the wrong way. I mean, the police officer sees you as a mark. So there's an element in the Mexican government that's trying to clean that image up and do the right thing. And then there's the rank and file out there that are used to supplementing the little income they make by having their hand out and willing to look the other way if you have a minor infraction. So the warning to any tourist, U.S. tourist in Mexico, for that matter, is, you know, unless you really commit a crime, you should be prepared to make some payments to keep yourself out of jail.
Bob Collins, President, Aviation Crime Prevention Institute. Bob's website is www.acpi.org. Bob, we appreciate you taking the time today.
Mike, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Comments on today's audiocast, welcome. Audio news at avweb.com. Today's audiocast was brought to you by Kit Planes Magazine. You can learn more or subscribe at www.kitplanes.com. Mike Blakeney reporting for Avweb Audio. Thanks for listening.